Opioid overdoses kill tens of thousands of Americans every year.
Some of the biggest corporations accused of fueling the opioid crisis, including Johnson & Johnson and Purdue Pharma, they've been taken to court over their role. NPR has now learned that final settlements in those cases are expected to come down soon. The settlements that would be worth roughly $32 billion include some controversial provisions. But the money could help a lot of people and communities struggling with addiction.
Let's hear more about it with NPR's Brian Mann, our addiction correspondent. Brian, $32 billion sounds like a lot of money, but is it enough money to make a difference?
Yeah, you know, the experts I talk to say yes. Under these deals, the way they're being finalized, that money would be paid out over the next 20 years. So a new steady stream of funding for things like drug treatment and harm reduction programs. And that'll save lives at a time when drug overdoses are killing record numbers of Americans, as you mentioned. It is important to say, though, A, that experts also agree this is not nearly enough money. $32 billion is a fraction of the cost of tackling the opioid epidemic. Taxpayers are already carrying most of the burden, paying for everything from rehab programs to new law enforcement. And that's not going to change because of this.
What are the companies involved in these talks accused of doing wrong?
So over the last 20 years, opioid medications like OxyContin became big business. And so drug makers like Purdue Pharma and Johnson & Johnson and also drug wholesalers got into this and made huge profits years after year. And what they're accused of doing is pushing the use of highly addictive pain pills far more aggressively than made medical sense. They're also accused of not having enough safeguards in place to keep these products from being abused and diverted for sale on the black market. I should say the companies involved deny any wrongdoing.
Okay, now which companies are close to deals?
So two major deals appear to be close to the finish line. One is Purdue Pharma and its owners, members of the Sackler family. They reached one deal last year worth about $4.5 billion, but a federal judge threw that out. Too many states and the U.S. Justice Department objected to a provision that granted the Sacklers immunity from future lawsuits. The big news now is that the mediator involved is saying publicly that the Sacklers have sweetened their offer to a total payout of roughly $6 billion. The mediator says there's been significant progress getting everyone on board, but they're not quite there yet. The other big deal, which is expected to be larger and sooner, involves three big drug distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, along with Johnson & Johnson. And my sources tell me that deal involving most state and local governments could come as early as Friday. And here again, the companies, while they're paying out lots of cash, they deny any wrongdoing.
So are the Sacklers sticking to this demand that they be protected from any future opioid lawsuits?
Yeah, the Sacklers have never budged from that demand, and this is the controversial piece of that negotiation. If the deal is finalized, they'll be sheltered from any future opioid lawsuits. One interesting development is that there are growing calls, including from a group of U.S. senators, for criminal investigations into the Sacklers' involvement in the opioid crisis. So far, no state or federal prosecutor has been willing to take on that fight. And here again, important to say, the Sacklers have repeatedly denied any wrongdoing.